Despite being without a number of first-choice players, South Africa won the third and final 2020 international against the West Indies in Durban by 69 runs after Morne van Wyk scored a century. He hammered 114 not out in 70 balls, Rietse Hendricks made 42, and JP Duminy marked his return from a long injury absence by hitting his first ball for 6, as South Africa scored 195 for 3. The West Indies then collapsed to be all out for 126. Nendal Simmons top scored with 49 in 31 balls, before David Weiss returned 5 for 23. The tourists were dismissed in 19 overs, but they still took the series 2-1. Josh Davey scored a half century and then took 6 wickets as Scotland bowled out Afghanistan for 63 on their way to a crushing 150-run win in the fourth match of a one-day international tri-series in Abu Dhabi. Richie Berrington and Davey top scored for the Scots with 62 and 53 not out as they posted 213 for 7. Davey, who then took the new ball with Ian Wardlaw, he took 6 for 28 as Afghanistan collapsed from 44 for 2 to 63 all out in 18.3 overs. Wardlaw took 4 for 22 and just 3 Afghans reached double figures as they slipped to their second defeat in a row. Ian Bell struck 187 in 145 balls as England beat the Australian Prime Minister's 11 by 60 runs in a high-scoring tour game at Canberra's Manuka Oval. Bell's knock, which included 20 fours and 3 sixes, helped England pile up a mammoth total of 391 for 6. Glenn Maxwell then smashed 136 in 89 balls in reply, as the PM's 11 threatened to run England close before they were bowled out for 331. After being included in Pakistan's squad for the World Cup, fast bowler Sahel Khan and leg spinner Yasir Shah have been awarded central contracts by the Pakistan Cricket Board. They've both been given Category D contracts.